Hey, this is Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv, and you're listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcement.
Today on episode number 384 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/384, we've got a great Because of My Podcast story that talks about generating more leads from your podcast. We're going to hear a clip from my latest interview over at the IAIB. And I'm going to tell you right up front, at the end, we always do our questions. I've got a question that I need you to answer, and it's really, really hard. We're also going to get an update on licensing your music. And I'm going to talk about the new changes they're making at Mixler as they use their beta software and some Stitcher news as they continue to grow. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, 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 and by that I mean like really very much for tuning in. I know, especially now as the holidays are upon us, your time is busy and it's crowded, and the fact that you're taking your time to listen to little old me, I do deeply appreciate that. If you're new to the show, we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to monetizing, all points in between. I bring my 15 to 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, so we flatten the learning curve. That's right, we flatten the learning curve. And I just let you know, you're never alone in your pursuit of podcast success. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I always like to start off the show with kind of some podcasting success, podcasting news, things of that nature. And today, we heard my buddy Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv kind of kick off the show for us there. And we get together every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we talk podcasting. And we call it the Ask the Podcast Coach Show. It's actually a show I started off as a kind of a test. It still is. We're always testing new technology. But he said this a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, that is coming on the show, because I love to have people answer the question because of my podcast, blank, right? So because of my podcast, I am blah, blah, blah. Well, in the case of Jim, because of his show, he's getting more leads. Check this out.
When we do the live show with Gallup, you know, I've mentioned before, 300 to 500 live generally in any given week, we get, 5 to 10 leads every show. So during the show, I have on the page, I have a comment, you know, basically a, hey, if you'd like to learn how to be a strengths coach, leave your name and some information and we'll call you back. And we get 5 to 10 of those every single show. And that's gold for us, right? That gives us a personal contact to go back, and we go back and sell our strengths coaching seminars, basically our strengths coaching classes to them. In that, that's those are, they, and they've said the people who sell those, they say those, the quality of those leads have been very, very good.
Check that out. How would you like to have a better educated customer who knows where they want to go, knows what they want to do, and they want your stuff? And you do this presentation online. It's there for anyone to see who comes behind them. Anytime you want to see it, here you go and check it out. Getting qualified leads, 5 to 10 leads per episode. Wow.
And so for us, I mean, that's to be able to reach out and get that kind of community and see that. And then I started a Facebook page for Call to Coach for the show. So if you go to facebook.com/group/Call to Coach, that's the page. I mentioned it at the very end of the show the other day. In fact, I messed up on the URL the first time. And so there was, I don't know how many people were listening at that point, but most of them were gone. And I just dropped the link in chat, and 25 people joined the chat or joined the group in less than five minutes.
And wow.
I watched on Facebook, just go join, 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 you know, the requests to join, you know, request, join, 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 join down there. So yes, the answer is yes. We are seeing it. It makes a difference from when we're starting to gather these crowds, so to speak.
Gathering crowds. Check that out. And qualified leads. So if you're thinking of starting a podcast, especially for your business, or if you just want to get the word out to people, you can see where he's connecting with people. They're not only listening to the podcast. In some cases, they're signing up saying, I want to know more about your product. And in some cases, they just want to join the community. So it's another kind of funnel when you get them to join things like a Facebook group or whatever, and they're just that much closer to either that might be the end result. Maybe you just want to grow your community. But if you are doing a business, they're one step closer towards purchasing your product. So thanks to Jim. You can find him at theaverageguy.tv. All right, I want to jump into one of the questions. I always answer questions, and I'm going to move this to the front because I've got a question that I bet you can't answer, but it was inspired by this voicemail from Michael. Michael, take it away.
Hi, Dave. My name is Michael Kicking Bear. I'm with the Indigenous Peoples Music Podcast. Right off the bat, let me apologize for this audio because I'm in the car driving right now, but I felt really compelled to comment on a section of a recent episode of School of Podcasting. And you transitioned into, I think, listening to a few samples from the top five podcasters in iTunes. I didn't find any of that content very compelling at all. And so it started to make me wonder if maybe we need our own ranking system, you know, something that's independent of iTunes and independent of a large company. You know, I'm not sure how that would be managed or, you know, if it would be a group of people, but, you know, just something that might be a better representation of the variety of content that's out there. I also thought it was interesting that most of those top five are paid content, meaning it seems like you have to pay to get access. I think the first clip you played was from This American Life, and which I really equate to nothing more than more NPR type style of radio. And I just wish they'd come clean about you know, underwriting versus advertising, because really it's all the same. It's all ads, and that was just another example of that. But anyway, I don't know. I just thought maybe it's time to come up with our own directory structure. I've learned a lot from you, and I really appreciate your show every single week. And I listen to other related shows like your Musicians Podcast because I help promote bands and things like that. So, but anyway, thanks very much. I just wanted to comment, and hope you have a great day and keep up the great work. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Michael, thank you so much for sending that in. It is interesting. I want to give you a little bit of insight. I used to do a podcast. I think it was my second or third, called Battling Bands. And I would play music from two bands, and each band would tell their fans to come vote. And the idea was, you already had the music from band A, you might buy band B's music because they're very similar. And it was amazing because there really wasn't much of a prize besides the fact that you got to have bragging rights and play again next week for free. And I think to actually participate, you had to spend like $5, something like that. It was really, really low key, not so much low key, but low cost. It was fun. But my thing that always blew me away was how much people tried to cheat and scam and spam the voting system. And I went through about four voting systems before I finally went, you know what? This podcast has turned into babysitting and having to put up with people going, no, it was fixed, man. And so anytime you hear anything about an award show and counting votes and things like that, I've even said, you know, I wish they didn't have the 2-week voting period. Wish it was a little shorter, but I like the fact that they're trying to help spotlight new podcasts. And really, that particular award show is about influence. Can you get your audience to go vote for you? So I was thinking about this, and I want to put this question out to you. We actually threw out this answer, or threw out this question on the Ask the Podcast Coach show that I do on Saturday mornings at 10:30. And everybody went, ooh, that's a tough one. So here's the question. And there's nothing like you're on a desert island or anything like that. Just you get to pick one podcast. You get to pick one podcast. You've just got enough bandwidth and you've got enough room on your phone or however you consume your podcast for one. Now, if you want to, I'm not going to accept a tie. So if you say, I can't pick one, no, you have to pick one. Now, in your message, because I want you to send this in, here's what I want. The name of the podcast, where I can find it, what's it about, And then lastly, why you like it. That's the part I'm really interested in. So, and we're going to play it later in the year, sometime in December. I'll have all these clips assembled. And so again, what is your number one? You can only pick one podcast. Where can I find it? What's it about? And why do you like it? So this is not a last five and five. This is the last one. This is your top. I can only have one podcast. This is the one I want to listen to. And that is a very, very, in my opinion, hard question to answer. And I'm doing this for one reason. Number one, to kind of put you in the shoes of somebody who is having to judge other podcasts. And if you want to do this, you don't have to. But if you want to say, it was a toss-up between A, B, and C, and I went with A, that's okay. But again, whatever you pick is A, I got to know the name, the location, what's it about, and why you like it. I don't want to know that stuff about B and C. I only want the details about the one that you said, yep, this is the one I got to have. So thank you, Michael, for that. And it'll be interesting to see. It's a little fun way of sharing what we think are good podcasts, because the one thing that is missing in podcasting is the ability to share. Now, I'm going to talk about Stitcher a little later here, but and Stitcher has a great tool for helping you find new podcasts. And I'm kind of bummed. Last night, I was going to switch from iOS to Stitcher, and some of the podcasts I listen to are not in Stitcher. And I'm like, what? What? So I found that really disturbing. So in some cases, I'm going to kind of do both. Now, it used to be I had all these podcasts that I listened to in Apple's iOS, you know, podcast app. And then occasionally I would go over to Stitcher in case I ran out of podcasts, which I never do. So now I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to try using Stitcher for a little bit. And then I'll have a couple shows that, for whatever reason, aren't in Stitcher, and I'll listen there. But so I want to help find podcasts. We're going to have a little segment on this. And I think I'm going to use this at the end of the year. Be some nice evergreen content that we can put together. So don't wait till the end of the year to put it in. The sooner you get them in, the better the chance it's going to be on the show. So again, I'm going to repeat this one more time. What is your absolute favorite podcast? Where is it? You know, what's it called? Where is it? What's it about? And then why do you like it? That's the part I'm really interested in. Why do you like it? So there you go. That's your homework. We're going to stick with the School of Podcasting theme. Get to it, hop on it, and again, you can, I would love to have them be a voice, you know, so if you don't have a microphone yet, just call it in. It's 888-563-3228. If you do have a microphone, you can use the SpeakPipe button right out at the website. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and you'll see all the information there. Or if you are already a podcaster and you got a microphone, just send me an MP3. Thank you very much. Oh, and last, of course, you know I'm going to do this. Tell us who you are and where we can find your podcast. And if you got a quick two-sentence description of your podcast, hey, we're all about, again, the idea of this segment is going to be discovery. So we'll listen to these all together come towards the end of December. But that's your homework. Get to it, because as you know, if you tune it in late, there is, you know, an automatic 20% deduction on the grade. Thank you in advance. I think this is going to be fun. And thanks to Michael for making me think about that.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I also always like to promote people who help promote me. And I was blessed to meet Andrew from the IAIB, which is the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. He was on a podcaster's roundtable, and he's actually going to be on the show next week. So we have an interview set up. This is a guy that started podcasting, and in 2 years, he was able to do what a lot of people want to do but don't get to, and that's quit his day job. He's doing this for a living now. He runs the Guys from Queens Network. It's at gfqnetwork.com. And he had me on the IAIB. Again, that's the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I was on that show as a spotlight guest. And we're talking about the early days of podcasting, as well as we got into how to make money with your podcast and things of that nature. And here's a quick little 2-minute clip of Andrew and myself.
So tell me about the first couple episodes. And obviously you went in this with some sort of understanding because you come from a musical background, but what was that like? What was your first setup like? I mean, you're like, okay, I'm going to do a podcast now and go. What was that feeling? What kind of equipment did you use? Because I always want to know about people's first experience. It's a very unique thing. And you said it was, you know, the first one was free and then now you're hooked on this thing. So give me that experience for you.
Well, it was, you know, so I kind of Googled like, okay, who else is doing this? You know, so I'm listening to Rob Walsh and I'm listening to, there was Dawn and Drew were kind of like the Howard Stern and Keith and the Girl were these, you know, kind of morning zoo, like wacky sound effects, but they were basically a team that were trying to be outrageous and push the envelope to a certain extent. And then obviously Adam Curry, the guy that started podcasting that helped invent it, he was doing kind of the state of the art of podcasting. So I kind of had an idea and most of these people had some sort of intro music. So I'm like, all right, I need some sort of intro, that whole nine yards. So I figured it out. I was using a program called Mixcraft, I believe was the original one I used.
Okay, yeah.
Because they had something like some audio program to make MP3 files, and this was a little more robust. I'm on a PC, so I wasn't using GarageBand or Audacity or things like that. And so I heard this one guy was doing, he'd started a podcast called PodCheck. It's long gone. His name is Scott Fletcher, and I loved his voice. And I'm like, Scott, what microphone are you using? Because I had a bunch lying around. He's like, oh, I use this condenser microphone. And I'm like, okay, great. So I went out and bought this condenser microphone. It was kind of expensive, not knowing that condenser microphones pick up everything in the room.
Sure.
I mean, you know, and Scott's...
I've heard people, you know, we've had Mike Phillips on, which is a brilliant, brilliant audio expert and... you know, he's a huge advocate of dynamic microphones and the ATR-2100, which every podcaster in the world has now. And if you don't, even just get it as a secondary mic because the thing is so inexpensive and it's a great mic. I like condenser mics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of I'm using a condenser here. We're doing a lot of processing, but you're absolutely right. Condensers are great if you are in a soundproof environment and there's, just padded walls everywhere. So if you're institutionalized, a condenser mic is perfect for you. But if you're doing a podcast in your house, you know what? You're absolutely right. Dynamic mic, you got to go with it.
Yeah, if you can see the dryer, it's not good to have the condenser microphone. There you go. So check that out again, gfqnetwork.com. And Andrew, thank you so much for having me on the show. One of the things I always like to bring to you is the news about things that are going on in podcasting. One of a company that continuously strives to improve the podcast listening experience that seems to be connected with their audience is Stitcher. And on their blog, they said 12 million downloads and 20,000 shows. Said, when we started Stitcher, we did so because we ourselves were big podcasting and talk radio fans, frustrated by the lack of a simple-to-use solutions for listening. And it says, today, Stitcher is leading podcast listening platform. It's the top one on Android because, of course, Google, they don't care, basically. And second only to Apple's iTunes on the iOS. They're now number two. It says, we're excited to announce several significant milestones, which is 12 million downloads of Stitcher radio app and 20,000 shows on the Stitcher platform. Now, the interesting thing, so there's 12 million people listening on Stitcher. And they have some updates to their portal. Now, if you go to partners.stitcher.com, it's easy to get involved with them. You basically just take the RSS feed, the same one that you gave to iTunes, and you give it to Stitcher. And when I logged into the back end, they have this button that says, hey, we have new stats. Here are some stats. 10 million recommendations served every day. One of the things that's missing from basically all podcasting is how do you find good podcasts? Well, Stitcher has a great thumbs up button. In fact, if you're listening to me right now on Stitcher, I would deeply appreciate a thumbs up. And 10 million people are giving podcasts a thumbs up. You ready for this? Every single day. There are 8 hours is the average monthly listening time. per active. That's a cool stat right there. Active Stitcher user. So if you're using the app, you're listening to 8 hours a month. So it's 2 hours a week. So it's probably a podcast or two. Again, we're not talking about people like you and me who are just chewing up every single podcast on the planet. This is like, you know, the Kathy Lee Gifford crowd who has started a podcast, right? So there we go. And if when you log into Stitcher, Stitcher is the only platform, not Libsyn, not Blueberry, only Stitcher, because they're streaming the audio that lets you see how far people got through your content. It's kind of depressing, but the average is 48% for all shows on Stitcher. The top search keywords are, you ready? Sports, here's a surprise, sex, music, news, wrestling, seriously, wrestling, comedy, paranormal, MMA, which is mixed martial arts, history, UFO, and science. Interesting. And so if you're interested in this, just go to Stitcher.com, or if you're on your smartphone or on your iPad or whatever kind of device you're on, you can do that. The thing I just found, and I think I'm this close to switching to Stitcher. I use the podcast app, but this is pretty cool, is they have plugins for your browser. So I could be in the car listening to a podcast, and when I get in front of my computer, I actually now have a little, I can control my Stitcher player. So when I click on that, it's for Firefox and Chrome. I don't see anything about, you can see that it just starts playing my podcast. That was the No Agenda show. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I just click that so I can add my shows, things like that. So here again is a company that's trying to make it easy to launch your show. And if I understand this right, let me, if I click, where's the volume?
Curry.
Johnny, turn this down. So that's the No Agenda show. If I close this screen, I believe I can now go to, yeah, it just takes me, it opens it up. I can pause it right there in my browser. And it will take me right to basically a player that has all my favorite shows and things like that. So again, making it easy so that in theory I could go in, listen to my shows here online, grab my phone, and pick up right where I left off. I'm going to have to give this an actual try, because the other thing that they added is they now make it, it used to be they were just streaming, and now you can actually download shows. Because what if, you know, back in the day when you weren't allowed to turn on your phone on a plane, what if you're on a long trip? Well, now you can download a bunch of shows and listen to them later offline. So here again, it's showing that this company is listening to their end users, and it makes it more like, plus what if you were, you have a limited data plan? Well, you could download a bunch of shows when you're on Wi-Fi and then listen to them in the car and not have to worry about your data plan. They're also now in the Mazda 3, so you can actually, it's built into the car. So some really cool news with that. Now, some other news that are going on. If you go into your portal, and I realize this is kind of a visual thing, but I basically log in and I can see all my shows, and all my shows are on Stitcher, including the School of Podcasting.fm. That is there as well. And if I go to the promote button, that is kind of new in that I can now send links directly to an episode. And I can actually, if I have my Twitter account tied to this, I could actually do it right from there. Now, what's great is if you go to a link that they give you, so I'm going to go to last week's show was about, what was last week's episode? Podcasting Boost, Influence, and Community. So I can see here that this particular show appears in 537 playlists. And then again, one of the great things about Stitcher is they have a spot here where you can similar shows, and they basically take my show notes and put them without all the cool formatting, unfortunately. But here I've got links to different things, and they can somewhat read my news. So I can see here that I've actually been reviewed. Dave constantly puts together well-produced, informative, and entertains podcasts. I always learn something from listening, and enjoy the tools and resources he shares on each episode. Thank you very much from Anonymous. So people can now review your podcast in on Stitcher. So some cool tools for promoting. You can actually put little widgets and things like that. So and again, reviews, I think, are going to come into play. But Stitcher's in over more than 4 million car dashboards. You can now listen on demand or on the go. There's no downloading, no syncing, no wasted memory. And you can stream your favorite podcasts. So it's interesting. If you're, again, just some insights into what's going on with a company that seems to be really, really embracing podcasting. All right, and next up, it's one of my favorite. I just made up a new word. Times of the show, and that is where I answer your podcasting questions. Gives me a chance to hear what's going on with you. And we're going to start off with Andrew. Andrew, apparently my mouth has just decided to leave. And he is from the Photo Business Exposed podcast, and he has a question about transcriptions. Take it away, Andrew.
Hey, Dave, it's Andrew here from the Photography Business Exposed podcast over at photobizx.com. Hope you're doing well. Mate, recently I heard on your fantastic episode where you interviewed Joan Stewart, the queen of free publicity. You mentioned that you output your show notes to a PDF. I would love to know exactly how you do that, what tools you use to keep the links in your show notes still active. Yeah, if you can just run through that, that'd be awesome. Love your show, mate, and keep up the great work. Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Thank you, my friend. And what you can do now here, I'm on a PC. I'm not on a Mac, but you can actually take your show notes if you want. There are a couple ways to handle this. You can either A, if you've already got your show notes typed up, you can, what I do is I don't do this. I go out to the, for lack of a better phrase, the front end of WordPress, right? I've posted my post, I go out and just drag my mouse over everything and drag down and drag down and drag down until everything's highlighted. I copy it. Now I'm using Word 2013. That's part of my job. Basically, I teach people Microsoft Office. So I'm using the latest, greatest, but I'm pretty sure this would work with just about any version. You might be able to do this even with a Google Doc, paste it into Google Doc and then download it as a PDF. But I just paste it and then do a save as in Microsoft Word and choose PDF. Now, if you want to get your shows transcribed, I've been using a company, and there might be better ones out there. I use transcribeme.com mainly because it's one of the first companies I ever used, and I've got an account and they've got my credit card online. So on occasion, if somebody leaves me something and I want to use it on a blog post, I will upload it there, and within, I don't know, a day or two, they transcribe it and I can use it in a blog post. Don't use that a lot. I don't transcribe me because if you actually go back and listen to the way I talk, my brain has a hard time, or let's reverse that. See, there's a great example. My mouth has a hard time keeping up with my brain. So if I actually had the transcription of the last 10 sentences, I'd have to go in and do a bunch of editing. So I don't transcribe my actual podcast, but yeah, if I wanted to, we were talking about how you can get your show notes as a PDF. So if people wanted to download them. Now, what I always tell people to do is if you want my show notes to come to you, because I realize sometimes I have a lot of links. Like today we talked about Stitcher and things like that. If you just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/newsletter, you can sign up and basically you will get an email version of my show notes sent directly to you when I publish a new show. So you just go out there. It's a really stripped down website. Just go to schoolpodcasting.com/newsletter, put in your name, your email, and you'll be signed up for the list. And you can get my show notes that way. So I don't actually have a PDF on the website. I guess I could, but if I wanted to, that's how I would do it. I would use Microsoft Word. And Andrew, just so you know, I actually went out to, if you go to basically Google Drive, which used to be Google Docs, still is, again, from the, I don't do this from the back end of WordPress. I'm looking basically at my front page. After I've published it, I go in and I copy it. And in Google Docs, you have to do a Control V to paste. but it'll paste it in and then just do a save as PDF. And there's your document with active links. I wanted to give you a little update on, remember when I accidentally, I don't know how it happened, but I played that song by Matthew West. And I told you, I reached out to these people and said, look, I really would like to somehow maybe make that song my theme song. And so I got an email back from Sharon from umusic.com. And she says, thank you for your email. We do not have the rights in terms of the composition written by Matthew West and Sam Mizzle. You need to contact Warner Chappell Music for mechanical license to use the song. We do have the rights to Matthew West's recording of the songs or the master. I have a few more questions about your podcast so we can issue you a master license. Can the podcast also be streamed or is it download only? If it can be streamed, what website is it on? What's the title of your podcast? What's the initial air date? Where would you include the song? What's the original album you got the song on? We'll issue you a download license for 1,200 downloads. And when you sell those, you'll need to contact us for a new license for additional copies. So that right there, Sharon, thank you so much. You obviously have no idea what I'm talking about. So I email her back. My original, let's see. So I put here, what's the title of your podcast? The School of Podcasting. What's the initial air date you would want to include this song? Whenever we get the rights taken care of, it's a weekly show. What's the original album you got it from? Something to Say, the bonus edition with the acoustic songs from 2008. We'll issue you a 1,200 download, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't sell my podcast. I use a freemium model. My podcast allows me to create a connection with my audience who then join my membership site or hire me as a consultant. The podcast is free. Also, each episode stays available for, well, forever until I pull it down. Currently, I have 383 episodes. My latest episodes are receiving around 1,200, if not more, downloads per episode. Thank you for the reply. I look forward to hearing from you. She said, all right, thank you for the info. The label is okay with the use of Matthew West recording being used in your podcast. The fee for the license will be 10 cents per download that podcast receives and 5 cents per stream. So here again, there's no way for me to tell the difference between a stream and a download. So let me know if you agree to those rates and I'll draft you up a license. Well, I haven't replied back because let's just do the math with the 5 cents a piece, right? So if I go 1,200 times 0.05 kids, what's one episode is $60 an episode times that by four, that's $240 a month to play, I don't know, 30 seconds of a song. So I don't think going directly is the way. I still want to contact ASCAP. And I have some phone calls into that and see what's going to happen here. But that's why you don't want to play that kind of music in your show, because that's the kind of money they're looking for. So I will keep you posted as I continue on to find out how, if at all, I can play music. Now, you're not going to be able to do it for free. Let's just take that right out of the equation. It's not going to be free. You're going to have to pay something. I thought it was $300 a year plus like 0.002 cents per download. So if what it was that, let's go 1,200 times 0.0002. That would be 24 cents a download, 24 cents an episode. Okay, I could do that. Or if it was 1,200 times 0.002. So 0.2 cents would be $2.40 an episode. I would do that. If I really, really wanted that song, that's still kind of expensive because you're looking at $300 plus per year, but it's an idea. And that's why I like the PodSafe Music Network. That's why I like royalty-free music. It's a little expensive when you use this stuff because there's a lot of people involved in the making of that song. Next up, we have an email from Tony. And Tony, you don't have your URL in your email here. It says, I just thought I would write you a note to say thank you for making How to Learn Podcasting so entertaining. You remind me of Paul Harvey. Page 2. That pauses that you use in your podcast are brilliant. I don't do that on purpose. That's just me trying to think. Your show is professionally produced, fun, entertaining, and educational. Well, thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Edutainment. Thanks. Heck, even if I did learn all that I could about podcasting, I would still tune in because your wit and interesting Brit Aussie impersonations you do from time to time. Lots of Aussies and Brits where I live. Right. One thing you might like to know, or maybe already know, with the new Apple Podcasts app, your cover art bleeds into the white background. I'll have to check that out. He says, one question I do have, I listened to your recent podcast about the Smart Lav bike. That was from Elsie Escobar. Thank you. From the feed. She told us about that. It's a $60 mic. And there are other cheaper lavs. There's one for like $25 from Electrovoice. It's pretty cool. She says, he says, this is Tony. I also see that when I watch Twit TV, something like the iPad today, they use lapel mics and they sound great. So my question is, why not use a high quality lapel mic instead of a traditional handheld mic when we do podcasting? In fact, wouldn't that look even better and more natural if we're doing a live video streaming event or something like Skype or Google Hangouts rather than use those bulky mics and headsets? Thanks and keep up the good work. Tony, originally from Cincinnati, hooday, but living in Singapore. There's that whole global audience thing again. And so I thought that was a good question. Couple of things there, because I know on the Podcasters Roundtable, which starts off as a video podcast, right? Starts off as a Google Hangout on air. And we're all sitting around talking into the Audio-Technica 2100 microphone, or in my case, the Electrovoice RE320, Heil PR40. And of course, that microphone gets in the camera shot. And I'm actually sitting there with my actual big headphones on, the whole nine yards. And I guess if I was doing a video podcast and that was strictly video, I might think about getting a more pleasant to look at microphone. Or there's some processing you can do. There are microphones that you can get that could be actually off mic, that they're shotgun mics that will pick you up from, you know, feet away. Right? Quite a distance. They're pretty cool. That's how they do it in the movies, right? There's no lapel mic on Brad Pitt or whoever, right? So why I use the mic I use is, number one, I'm primarily an audio guy. I do some video stuff. If you go to, schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, you can see me on some videos on YouTube. And I just did a video about how the television industry is losing 4-7% of their market every year per Jillian Michaels. And I did some quick Google searches that I saved to show you how radio is going down and podcasting is going up. So in this case, I want to sound better. I would love to talk to Ray about this. In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to be doing. One of my goals for 2013 was to start a video podcast. I started a YouTube channel, but I didn't actually do a video podcast. So I'm going to do that in 2014, probably like once a month. I'll do a video because I want those kind of stats to compare my downloads to my YouTube views. And so in a case where it's primarily, I'm pretty sure we probably get more downloads of the Podcasters Roundtable than we do the YouTube views. It'd be interesting to hear. I'll have to throw that at Ray and I'll let you know. But in that case, I want to sound better than I look better. I do have a face for radio, but I want to sound better. So I will use the bigger, somewhat clunkier microphone that I'm talking into now, even though it might cover up half my face in the shot, because I want to sound better. So yeah, they are pretty cool. And like I said, there is if you're looking for a lav, the Audio-Technica ATR-3350, it takes a battery in it, but I have one. I'll have to get a battery. I would let you listen to it now. The battery's dead, but I'll plug that in a future episode so we can listen to that lavalier. Now, it's meant to plug into a portable recorder, not so much my mixing board here, but I could probably do that just so we could hear it, or I'll record it and let you hear it that way. So that'll be something else that's coming up in the future. We'll listen to, and it has a huge cord. I forget exactly how long it is. I'm looking at the specs. It's got to be like 6 feet long. It's a really long cord for that, but it's, like I said, it's $20 for a lavalier mic. Now, I wouldn't use that for my main one. I guess if I was doing a video one, maybe. But it's a omnidirectional, so you would just pin it to yourself, and it would go ahead and work that way. So we'll listen to that in a future episode. next up, I'm going to talk a little bit about Mixlr. Now, I started the Ask the Podcast Coach show just because if you're new to the show, I like to play with everything podcasting, whether it's Adobe Audition, Sony Music Studio, Audacity. I like to know people who have a Mac so I can get to know them about GarageBand and things like that. But I've played with Google Hangouts. I've played with Blog Talk Radio. I've played with Spreaker. Now, Spreaker is, everybody's all excited about Spreaker because you can get a show on iHeartRadio. That's the good news. Is the bad news is you have no idea if anybody is listening on iHeartRadio. And today, I could not get Spreaker to recognize that I had a microphone plugged in. And it's kind of hard to broadcast without a microphone. Now, you don't need them. I mean, I'm going to be able to publish an episode on Spreaker for this week, but that's because I have a recording of a backup, and I'll be able to take that there. And so I've been starting to play with Mixlr. Now, Mixlr is M-I-X-L-R, and this is a live broadcasting platform. So first things first, let me say this. You don't have to broadcast live to be a podcast. I highly recommend that you don't, because it adds more complexity to podcasting. And B, you do it so you can interact with your audience, and which point I like to be the bearer of bad news to say, you don't have one yet. Maybe after you put out 20 episodes, start doing them live, things like that. But you don't have to. But I realized that some people do. And so I had to find a tool that I could say, yes, this one works. And I hate Blog Talk Radio. We've been there, done that. Go out and search Blog Talk Radio at School of Podcasting. You'll see my numerous posts about how awful they are. I liked Spreaker. I don't like the fact that I'm really reliant on their technology. And so Mixlr has come out with a beta version. And we kind of talked about this, I think, last week, about how more systems, more products are becoming available geared specifically towards podcasting. There are WordPress themes now that are geared towards podcasting. And there are companies that are sprouting up to help edit your podcast. Right? So more things are just sprouting up, and hence we have Mixlr, who has now ramped up their game, and in their beta version, they have a spot where you can plug in your microphone, and they have another separate channel for some other kind of input. So let's say I wanted to do the Ask the Podcast Coach show with Jim. I could basically take his, I connect with Jim on a laptop that usually goes into a mixer. The mixer then goes into, whatever, my input and out to the world via Spreaker, via Mixlr. Well, I can actually plug Jim's laptop directly into my other input. So you're going to need some sort of USB input and plug it in there. But in a nutshell, let me just break this down without getting too geeky here. Their beta version allows you to mix via software instead of mix via a piece of mixer. And you can play clips, so you can load your clips and have everything there too. So to me, this is like, wow, it's really, really cool. If you could have a way to just tie into Skype, that would be awesome. So that'll be, that will grab a lot of attention. Whoever breaks that barrier first, how do I have a mixer that ties in with Skype? Somebody's going to make a lot of money with that. Now, the bad news is with this, is they have these little blinking lights, and on a mixer, you can actually see how loud your voice is. And you basically, it sounds weird, you shoot for zero. We're going to talk about that here in a second, but you shoot for zero. Zero is the top in audio. So you go from negative numbers up to zero. If you go over zero, you're going to be too loud and you're going to distort. So the bad news with Mixlr in their little app, they just give you dots. They don't let you know what's too loud, what's not loud enough. So I kind of shot for like 80%. And I'm going to play you a clip of Jim and I. And you'll see where it's kind of weird because I'm okay. And I'm looking at the volume levels on my mixer that is then being sent to Mixlr, if that makes any sense. And it sounds fine on my headphones, but you'll see where Jim is really distorted. Check this out. There we go. And this is where we answer your podcast questions. I'm Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com. And according to my bottom right-hand corner, I'm now live on Mixler. And my buddy right over there, Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv, can let me know. Are we actually working, buddy?
We are. I got about 8 feeds in my ear as soon as you started the show, and so we are live.
Okay, that's a good thing. Now realize Jim
been one of those days.
Fine.
I'm going on to my go end. To the on Spreaker just to give you a little behind the
scenes. Now here's the other weird thing. Is I've hit stop on that player. There we go. Finally, holy cow. So what Jim and I are probably going to have to do in the future is do a quick 10-second sound check. Now here's the bad thing about that. Is I have my Mixler account set up that when I go live, it tweets everybody, hey, Dave's live. So they're going to come out, and then I'm going to go, okay, yeah, I was just kidding, just a sound check, and then start another new broadcast, and it's going to say, hey, Dave's live again. So it's going to be kind of weird. So much like we talked about this system last week that's being set up to record Google Hangouts on air, which is a way to connect with people online, this has some great tools. And again, I have to say they're not quite there yet. Now, in their defense, Mixler, I'm using beta software. I'm using beta software. So that's their way of saying, look, we're kicking the tires on this. And we know we're going to find some bugs. It's not perfect. And that's why I signed up. But I do say this to say, here again, you can see where people are going to do this kind of cloud-based. Well, this isn't actually cloud-based. This is something you load on your computer, which then uploads it to the cloud. But I like Mixler. I think their system is okay. It's simple. I will say this. I actually wanted to sign up today for their premium plan, which is $10 a month, just so I could download the episode if I wanted to and have a little more control. $10 a month isn't going to kill me. And yeah, I can't even, that's not working on their website. So a little, not a great first impression in this case. I love their streaming service. I just hate the fact that how I actually sound is kind of a guessing game. And you basically have to, we rely on our chat room to say, hey, can you guys turn yourself up? I can't hear it. So that's a little insights behind the scenes at Mixler. And I will keep you posted as we go along. And again, I'm going to re-emphasize my first point. You don't have to do live. I'm only doing this now because there are people that do. And I want to be able to say, here, use this service. It's easy, and you won't be having giant distorted vocals when you do this stuff. And that'll do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting. If you have more questions, send them in. Again, you can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact or join me Saturday mornings at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And that'll take you right there. And you can, or if you're not even near a computer and you look at your watch and you're like, hey, it's 10:45 Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday, just dial the number 888-563-3228. It'll put you right on the show. Want to thank you so much for listening. I know we just had Thanksgiving here in the U.S. I am very thankful for every single one of you. Want to thank you to everyone who signed up for the Black Friday special. Again, if you're listening to this on Monday, December 2nd, go there now. Use the coupon code LISTENER, and because that coupon code has been beefed up, that you get in now for $5. And after the second, when I wake up on Tuesday, I'm going to reduce the amount that coupon works for. That's just a crazy Black Friday thing I'm doing, and it's my way of saying thank you. So thank you so much, and our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact will get you there. And if you want to start podcasting in the new year, now's a great time to jump in. You can plan it in December, launch it in January, and I will be there along the whole way to help you out with that. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. You'll see the big Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. And we've got our Facebook group. We've got our step-by-step tutorials. So you'll come for the tutorials. You'll stay for the community. It's awesome. I really love our Facebook community. It's beefing up there. And I will see you next week. We will have Andrew from the IAIB network, the guys from Queens Network. He's going to come on the show. We're going to hear his story. We'll talk about the lapel mic and anything else you want to talk about. Just send in a question and we'll talk about it right here. Just me and you. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I always do like to remind you that it is time to live a life worth podcasting about, and I hope to see you on the inside. Take care. God bless. Class is dismissed.